It's been a long day. Working from home, tiny urgent things coming in all the time, making it hard to meet my report deadline. Annoying phone calls. Bandit somehow managed to flip over her bowl and get dog food all over the kitchen floor. And the washing machine seems to be trying to break free and walk alone out of the house. I've got no idea why. It's just after 4 o'clock. About an hour until I start getting ready. Not long after that, you'll be home. I send off the work that was due, wipe down the kitchen, schedule a repairman for tomorrow. And now, it is time for me to get ready. I take one look in the mirror and scrunch up my eyes and nose. I can see the weight of the day on my face. I tie my hair back and start to put some makeup on. Because soon, you'll be home. I don't normally need much on my skin. But today I apply some concealer to neutralize the dark circles under my eyes. Some light foundation, smoothing away any flaws. Black eyeliner, mascara, black kohl pencil along the inside of my lower lid. Then the subtlest bit of blush to accentuate my sharp cheekbones. Matte pink lipstick. The day starts to fade away. Work is becoming a memory. The tiniest bit of perfume. Shalimar, our favourite. Next, I tie a red ribbon around my throat like a choker and tie it off in a long flowing bow. I smile shyly now as I look at myself in the mirror. A layer of paler gloss on top of the matte pink, and my mouth starts to look the way I want it to. Full, wet, inviting. On the bed, I've set out my outfit for the evening. A black, steel-boned corset with red detailing. Black stockings with a red seam that attach to little suspender straps. Black, crotchless panties. 4-inch stiletto heels. Red patent leather, rounded toe, that I bought to amuse you, as they're just like the high heels emoji that's a favourite of yours. As I latch up the corset, I inhale, securing it. It presses into me, squeezing me, holding me. It presses against the underside of my breasts. Raising them up, offering them. I close my eyes and run my hands over them, imagining they're your hands, touching, fondling, caressing. Soon you will be home. I take my time sliding the stockings up my legs, running my hands over them. I look in the mirror, making sure the seams are straight before attaching them to the little straps. I'm starting to feel it more and more now. Thinking about you. What you're going to do to me. What I'm going to become for you tonight. Soon, you will be home. I slip on my heels. They're new and tight, rarely worn. They're slightly uncomfortable, but when I look in the mirror and see what they do to my legs, I feel a tingle deep inside. I'm doing it for you, and that feels good. It won't be long now. I enjoy the sound of my heels clicking on the hardwood floor as I go into the living room. I set my pillow down in the centre of the room and mix your drink. I lower the lights and put on the music. The playlist you've made for us. I close my eyes for a moment and try to banish the last thoughts of the day. It's night now, and soon you will be home. I kneel on my pillow and wait, imagining how I must look, eyes down, with the red bow around my neck, wrapped like a gift. I know it won't be long, and it isn't. I hear your keys in the door, and as it opens, I inhale slowly, lowering my head. Tonight, like every night, I am yours. I don't look up, but I can hear you putting your bag down while you remove your coat and then your tie. I feel you now, your presence. As your feet come into view, I tremble a bit. I look up at you from my knees as you stand silently. My eyes meet yours as your strong hand cups my face, suddenly squeezing my cheeks and forcing my lips into a pout. My eyes widen, looking at you with such desire, such arousal. I feel myself getting wet at your touch. My heart is racing now, stomach filling with the butterflies only you can give me. Your fingers reach down slowly and touch the ribbon around my neck. You untie it deliberately, like you're carefully unwrapping a present. I feel you slide the ribbon across my throat and I inhale sharply. My body comes alive for you. I close my eyes as you step around behind me and draw my arms back. You wrap the ribbon around my wrists, binding them. Your touch is gentle, and the ribbon feels so good on my hands. I hold them there for you, letting you tie me. It isn't tight, but it feels secure. And as you tie it, I feel safe. But I also feel captured, possessed. I feel owned. When you step in front of me again, you break the silence with a question. What are you? You ask me. I swallow and whisper, "You're a slut." You slide your belt off and unbutton your trousers. You slowly undo the zipper and pull your underwear down, exposing your cock. Your beautiful cock. It's starting to get hard. I see it swell a bit. "Show me," you say, pressing your hand to the back of my head. I lean forward, planting small kisses on your cock. Gentle at first, my shiny, luscious lips pressing against your cock. soon I feel my hunger grow and my kisses get more passionate. I am moaning as I kiss and feel your cock getting harder for me. Each time I press my lips against it, I press my cheek against you, sliding your cock across my face, nuzzling it before I open my mouth and let it slip inside me. My lips wrap around you and you slide into my mouth. I suck gently, letting my tongue tickle and tease you. I feel you throb in my mouth. I press harder and you go deeper into my mouth, filling me completely. Your hand is firm against my head and I gag a little. You release the pressure and I pull back just a bit before I feel you take me again. Eyes locked the whole time. Your cock hits the back of my throat and I choke on it. My black eye makeup starts to smudge a little as I gag.
"Suck my cock," you say without emotion. "Show me what a little whore you are. My little whore. My little cocksucker."
Your words send me deeper. I want to please you. I need to please you. Your words echo in my mind and I start to become exactly what you tell me to be. I suck your cock. I worship it. I hunger for it. I am your cock-sucking whore, and you are my everything. When your cock is in my mouth, I feel cared for, needed, loved, used. I am your cock-sucking whore and nothing else. Mind finally empty, at rest. You are throbbing now and I can feel you pulsating. My eyes are streaming as you choke me with your cock. It turns me on so much. You hold me down, balls deep, for long enough that I begin to panic slightly. But your eyes hold mine and reassure me through my tears that I can take it longer still. I am grateful for the breath you gift me as you pull back before eagerly going again. This time I tug at my bound wrists, wanting to touch myself, prepare myself. You reach down and with a small pull, you release the bow on the ribbon around my wrists, freeing me. I reach down
and slide my fingers inside my cunt. Your hand now grabbing my hair and fucking my face harder and harder as I rub my clit and finger myself. I am getting wetter and wetter, preparing myself for you. I feel you pull your cock from my mouth and you grab me, forcing me to the floor, face down, ass up. Your fingers spread my pussy lips as you grab my arm and twist behind my back, holding it there firmly. My face is pressed against the hard floor, and I'm squirming, bucking my hips, trying to press into you.
Say it,
you command, and I do as I'm told. I know what you want. Please, please, oh God, please fuck me. Fuck your little whore. I plead, desperate for your cock inside me. Beg. Please. Please.
Beg me and tell me what you are.
You continue holding me down. I open my legs wider, wanting you inside me so desperately. My voice cracks and I'm no longer thinking. Just feeling. Please, please fuck your dirty little slut. I'm your slut. I'm your whore. I am your wet cunt. And I need you inside me. I beg. And when I feel your cock slip inside me, filling me, I arch my back, wanting to swallow you in my wet, greedy cunt. I fuck you back as hard as I can. Oh, fuck, you slam into me harder and harder, pounding me over and over, filling me, oh, stretching me. Yes, using me. You cry out, and I feel your whole body stiffen, pumping your hot cum deep inside me. And as you do, I am your slut, your whore, your greedy cocksucker, your fuck doll, your toy, your cum dump. You roll me onto my back and slide your cock out of me.
Clean it,
you order, as you place your cock in front of my face. I catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror. My mascara is running. My lipstick is smeared across my face. I look a mess. Used. Thoroughly used. I reach up and hold your cup, guiding it into my mouth, sucking it ever so gently. I know how sensitive it is. I taste your cum. I taste my wetness. I clean every inch. Balls too. I lick and worship. I nuzzle and coo. Once you're clean, You guide me to the couch where your drink is waiting for you. As you sip it, I curl into your arms. I can feel your cum inside me. It's leaking out of me a bit, but it feels so good. A reminder. You run your hands through my hair and sip your drink some more, saying nothing. For now, being in your arms is enough. I draw my knees up to my chest and hug them and let myself slip away into the feeling of just being yours. Yours, when I feel your cock in my hand and in my mouth and in my pussy. Yours, when you take me and make me into your little slut, your filthy cock-sucking whore, your fuck doll. And when you have, I know, finally, that you are home.